A discussion about whether volunteers should be granted access to light switches in public parks and around the pool to save on the city's power bill turned sour last night in council, with accusations flying and the mayor being forced to bring out the gavel to restore order. The conflict erupted suddenly, when Count Carmen Darris asked staff to look into the option of allowing summer staff or volunteers access to the rooms controlling the exterior lighting in parks and around the pool, which currently are set to run on an automated schedule. Last July it was still bright out at 9 in the evening, and the lights go on at the pool at 5, said Darris. I asked the manager, who said they were not allowed to go in the electrical room, to turn it off. To me, this is a huge waste of taxpayer money. Count John Kenny wasn't keen on the idea of potentially handing out keys, especially not around the pool. Turning off the lights is one thing, Kenny said. What about locking the gates? Are you suggesting they turn off the lights and lock the gates? Darris said that was more responsibility than he was asking for. I just think once the game is over, or for example at the pool, the lights are on 5 hours earlier than they need to be, said Darris. I'll leave that up to staff, he continued, referring to the issue about locking gates. Kenny said he was concerned with liability issues, such as if someone was to forget to lock the gate to the pool, posing a drowning hazard, as well as potentially taking away jobs from city workers. It is also work that is being done by union staff for the city, so I am completely against that. We do have an upcoming election, and maybe the union will want to know who is looking for a report to. Kenny did not get any further, before Count Jim Handley interrupted, stating that discussions about the upcoming municipal election aren't permitted in council chambers. Point of order, Mr. Mayor. This is an election platform. I didn't say anything about the election, countered Kenny. I said it's a year out. Mayor Terry Ugolini was forced to slam the gavel and assure Count Handley that he had the situation under control. Enough. Councillor Handley, I have got it under control. Once the thud of the gavel rang out over the Zoom meeting, it appeared to calm the heated mood somewhat, until it erupted again. Obviously Count Kenny wasn't paying attention, Darris said once he got the word again. At no time did I say anything about locking the gates. At no time did I refer to taking time away from unionized workers, and you had to throw in a jab about that. Keep it up, Count Kenny could be heard muttering as Darris was speaking. It's about turning the lights off and on. Saving the taxpayers' money, Darris continued. Too bad you don't live in Thorold, you couldn't care less about the taxpayers. Once the mood fired up again, Mayor Ugolini was able to regain control over the meeting, which ended with all councillors except Kenny voting to bring a report back on who, exactly, should have the right to turn the light switches on and off in Thorold.